This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, A Law 202 over on Blue Sky, or socialsecurityworks.org over on Blue Sky. And Alex, welcome back to the program. I understand there was a big rally at the at or around Social Security yesterday in D.C. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's true, Tom, and thanks for having me. It's a lot happening in Washington, D.C. Right now. So one of them is, you know, the Doge gang has their sights on Social Security. The landing team is already there. The person who Trump proposed to be in charge of the Social Security Administration has said he's a Doge guy. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before they show up with their servers, plug it into the system, and just steal all of our Social Security data on every person in this country. And that's not their end goal, right? They're coming after our benefits, Tom. You know that. Mm-hmm. So we were able to, in very short order, gather a few hundred people, both senators from Maryland, most of the Maryland Congressional Caucus, delegation, and get in front of the Social Security Administration building up there in Woodlawn with one message for Elon Musk: hands off our Social Security, hands off our Medicare, hands off our Medicaid. He's going to have to come through the American people if he wants to steal our Social Security benefits.
So what evidence do we have that they're actually looking at this? We know that they want to. You know, the Trump wants to do another multi-trillion dollar tax cut for billionaires. We know that they're not going to be able to get the debt ceiling raised, or at least it's unlikely, and that Democrats aren't going to help them on this. And so the only way they can pass this tax cut is through reconciliation, you know, which can pass the House and Senate with a simple majority. But reconciliation says you may not raise the deficit. So they've got to come up with a couple of $1 trillion in government spending that they can get rid of to pay for this tax cut for billionaires. Do we have any evidence that they're specifically looking at these three programs?
Absolutely. You have to actually look at the totality of what's going on. But very clearly, $2.3 trillion in Medicaid cuts, which is simply the destruction of Medicaid to pay for. I always put that in air quotes because it's just ludicrous to call reaching into one person's pockets, taking their money and giving it to the billionaire in the room that's paying for it. That's just stealing, Tom. But that is how Washington, D.C. works. And you can read about it. I mean, always check my work. Google it. You can Google Jeff Van Drew. You remember that coward? He switched parties to become a Republican because he didn't want to lose his power. And he's out there. He's saying, you know, oh, I'm nervous about the size of the Medicaid cuts. You'll read about how there is all this tension in the reconciliation package and how it's going to move forward, because they know that when the rubber hits the road, when it comes to legislation, when it comes to that tax handout, and they have to bring in Congress, that's when it becomes particularly difficult. Because that's when they have to stop lying. That's when they have to say, these are the specific programs that we're going to steal from you so that Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, can afford, you know, another golden pillow to cry about his sad life into, or whatever he spends his money on. But I just to be clear, the reason it feels like they're able to do so much right now in this blitzkrieg part is because it's all done through executive action. It's all done by the White House. They haven't brought in the Congress yet. And that's why it feels so fast. And it's like nothing can stop it, because the powers of the presidency are astronomical, as you know. This man can literally destroy the world with the push of a button. He has enormous power. And he is actively eroding the checks and balances that are used to restrain that power. And since the Republicans in Congress are not standing up and saying, hey, that's the power of Congress, you know, more and more authority is moving into the executive. But they do need to have a few things that have to happen with Congress. And once you get to Congress, it's a whole different ball game there, Tom, because in the House, they right now have a 0-person majority. After the special elections, they'll have a 3-person majority. That caucus, the Republicans in the House, they're divided into like five to seven factions that all hate each other. So we're going to have to raise our voices and defeat the reconciliation process, the attacks on Medicaid, and they have hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts to Medicare written down. But also the threat to Social Security, not just from Elon Musk, you know, saying he's coming after Social Security. And read his Twitter right now. He keeps calling Social Security a fraud. He keeps retweeting Senator Mike Lee, who has actively called for the destruction of Social Security. I don't know, not with you, but with like establishment media, they keep, you know, like wondering what's next in their agenda. You can just read Project 2025. They're doing it page by page. Yeah. The next thing on Social Security, create a commission so that they can get those cuts across without getting 60 votes in the Senate. But I am confident that, you know, the rage that I'm feeling building is very real. No one voted to cut Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. So we are going to stand up now.
Yeah, that's absolutely remarkable. What do you think the odds are that I understand the government funds basically run out on March 14th? What do you think the chances of a government shutdown are that they will not, the Republicans will not be able to raise the debt ceiling, and that this time the Democrats aren't going to help them out?
What I would put a bunch of money on is that the Republicans won't be able to gather the votes in the House alone. They obviously can't do it in the Senate. But what happened all last Congress, if you remember, is, you know, the Freedom Caucus would be like, their proposal would be like literally go door to door and punch every person in the face. And then they would put that to a vote. And then the Freedom Caucus themselves wouldn't even vote for it. Right. They could never get anything across the line. And so then they'd go to the Democrats. And in fact, the Democrats are like, well, we're not voting for that. We'll vote for our thing. And then the Democrats would pass, you know, a spending package or a budget or whatever that was much more the Democrats' priorities than the Republicans. So it's going to be somewhere like that. It's not they control both houses now, the House and the Senate. So, you know, it's not going to be it's not going to result in good things. But the Democrats have enormous leverage at these key moments, and they have to use it. And we have to demand that they use it, because I'm sick and tired of too many people in this town, Tom. They keep talking about things in the future tense, you know, like what may happen, the constitutional crisis that's coming. And you're like, the constitutional crisis is now. The vice president of the United States of America, a lawyer who knows constitutional law, he's saying that the president can ignore the judiciary, that the president is freed from the constraints of checks and balances. That is an authoritarian takeover. That is a constitutional crisis, and we need everyone to take it that seriously. At the same time, Tom, politicians aren't going to save us, right? The courts aren't going to save us either. The only thing that can stop a tyrant and the tyranny that he's bringing is the people. And so until the people are out in force, raising our voices together and really shutting things down, I don't think we're going to see as much bravery as we need. The politicians are lagging indicators. They get their bravery from the people. But first, the people have to organize and fight back. And that's where the fire, the bravery, and the opposition that we need is going to come from.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders once made the point to me that the way politicians work is they typically don't get out in front with a flag and say, hey, let's organize a parade. Instead, they wait for a parade to naturally form. And when it's big enough and vital enough and active enough, then they jump in front of it with a flag and say, this is my parade. And so it's up to us to create that parade, essentially. So tell us what resources are over at socialsecurityworks.org or where you recommend people go to learn how to become part of that parade.
Definitely. And I'll just add one thing that I learned from Marion Barry, the mayor for life from Washington, D.C., who is also MLK's left hand in the civil rights fight. He told me that the left often suffers from when the politicians want to join the parade. The left is like, no, you get out of here. You weren't with us the whole time. And we can't do that. We have to actually be like, oh, great, wonderful. You're all welcome. We'll just even pretend you're here the whole time because that's how we build power. We invite people in. So if you go to socialsecurityworks.org, you follow us on social media, the pledge campaign that we're running right now, we're demanding every member of Congress pledge no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and we're running billboard trucks in every vulnerable toss-up Republican district where they don't take the pledge, because at any one time we only need three Republicans to stop this assault on our democracy and this theft of our earned benefits.
And there's like what, 17 Republicans who are in that category?
Yes, just in the Cook Report toss-up, and then you know there's lean Republican, but these are extremely tight races. Where these guys are, you know, their political future right now is very uncertain. That's why I brought up Jeff Van Drew. You know, these are people who are saying you can't cut and destroy Medicaid. Like, I'll definitely lose my job. And that's the calculus that we have to make. We work with that. We need these members to be more afraid of losing their jobs to their constituents' anger than they are of Donald Trump and, you know, the wrath that he can bring on Twitter.
Right, or Elon Musk's money. Well said, Alex. Well said. Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, socialsecurityworks.org over on Blue Sky. Alex, thanks again. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Thanks, Tom.
Always great talking with you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So Donald Trump is telling the IRS, stop going after those rich tax cheats. We want you down on the border. Seriously, stick around. I'll be right back. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code TOM. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, we're all just human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or, you know, binge out on cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor, your physician will notice your improved health or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, over at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And to get my special discount, 20% off your first order, just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M. Check it out at fieldofgreens.com, code TOM.
The ink was fresh on his solemn vow. Trump signed the pardons, they're free somehow. The ones who stormed where the nation meets now walk away from their crimes complete. Heroes, he said, who stood for the cause as they shattered the walls of our nation's laws. Turning the guilty into the brave with the stroke of a pen, justice betrayed. Pardons of January 6th, what do they show? A nation divided with nowhere to go. No peace restored, no healing begun. Just two nations, not one, under the sun.
Back 25 minutes past the hour. So Republicans famously do not like it when the Internal Revenue Service goes after billionaire tax cheats. In fact, you know, for every dollar you invest in having IRS auditors go after billionaires, you make back multiple dollars. I mean, you know, it's one of the best investments we can make, which is why Republicans are constantly trying to cut the IRS's budget. Well, you know, now they want to go even beyond that. Kristi Noem, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, the head of the Homeland Security Department, has reached out to IRS agents and said, hey, wouldn't you love to go down to the southern border? Hey, it's summer down there, you know, to get out of those snowstorms up there up north and come on down. She sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent asking if IRS agents could join her efforts down on the southern border. She wants to redirect agents from the investigative arm of U.S. Customs and Immigration Service to focus on immigration work and take steps to deputize Justice Department agents to assist. This is crazy. I mean, you know, they're just doing anything they can and everything they can to make sure that rich people don't have to pay their fair share of taxes. I mean, they do it legally with tax cuts, and now they're doing it in a way that, I mean, I suppose it's legal to say, well, hey, those IRS agents that are auditing rich people, let's just send them down to the southern border. I mean, it's so transparent. It's so obvious what they're up to, whose pocket they're in. It's mind-boggling. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
paper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. That's FFRF, like Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman, with two N's, or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees pay apply.
The stage is set for a power play we won't soon forget. They charm the crowd, they seize the mic, then target the truth and dim the light. The pillars quake, the ground runs red, a democracy hangs by a thread.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Rich in Cedra Woolley, Washington. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Well, I think we're going about this all wrong. I think we need to be little Doge helpers. With all the focus on waste, fraud, and abuse, we need to be pointing out actual waste, fraud, and abuse. And Democratic politicians, pundits, people like Alec Lawson, with his organization, whoever can get on the bully pulpit behind the microphone in front of a camera, we've got to be pointing out where there is actual waste, fraud, and abuse.
Hundreds of billions in fossil fuel subsidies, defense contractor cost overruns. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, that, or maybe we could just focus all on one topic and say, like, Medicare Advantage and all the corruption and waste in Medicare Advantage.
That's a
great one. Bring it to the forefront. You're educating the people. Musk ain't going to do diddly with it, but at least you're pointing out his hypocrisy. Because, look, folks, here's real waste and fraud and abuse. And what's Doge going to do about it? They're going to steal your Medicaid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a great suggestion, Rich. Thank you very much.
We need it on the floor of Congress and on the radio and on the TV everywhere.
I agree. Thank you. Richard in Houston, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Thank you. I found a protest that I want to make an announcement to. It's been ongoing for 8 years. I'm on the way from right now. And it's John Cornyn's Houston office, 5300 Memorial, every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1. It's been going on for 8 years. If I'd have known about it back then, I've been there.
Really? There's been a protest for 8 years in front of John Cornyn's office in Houston?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had out about it a couple of months ago, and this is my sixth one. We need more people, and there's somebody there. You can just show up. We got plenty of signs.
Uh-huh.
And just please, we need more people. This organized in way of just showing up. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to give us your address, phone number, name, or anything. Just show up. We got plenty of signs. And if I'd have known about this years ago, I'd have been there. But
yeah.
As far as it's right down the alley of what you're talking about, protest, and that's what it's going to take at this point.
I think
so. As far as taxes, you know, come on, Tom. Paying taxes, like Leona Hensley said, that's for the little people.
Yeah, right. Right. Sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5300 Memorial. 5300 Memorial. It's inside the Loop. It's 5300 Memorial in Dieter. And please, more of the people to show up. Yeah, the 8-year anniversary was 2 weeks ago, and we had over 30 people there. And usually it's an average of 10 or 12 people. Pouring down raining today, but we had 15 people. And we're getting a lot more positive response of people driving by and honking their horn and giving us a thumbs up. In fact, it was three times the amount.
I got it. Richard, what time of the day and what days?
11:30 till 1, Tuesday, every Tuesday.
Okay. Every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 local time in Houston, Texas. Richard,
yeah.
I hope some Houstonians are listening and they show up and say hi to you. So, Richard, thank you very much for the public service announcement there. Tony in Danville, Virginia. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, let me tell you about how they suppressed the voice of the public here in Danville, Virginia. Here about 6 months ago, I tried to organize a protest of our city shelter that has an 83% euthanasia rate. And
an animal shelter.
An animal shelter that had an 83% euthanasia rate.
Wow.
And was wanting to protest in front of the shelter and in front of the city hall. Now, the city ordinances in Danville state that you can have up to five protesters at a location. If you go over five, you are required to put up a $75 fee plus a $1 million insurance bond per location.
Wow. Is this Virginia law?
Yeah, no, it's the Danville ordinance, Danville City ordinance law.
Okay.
And I actually came back to them and said, that's unconstitutional. You are putting a financial burden on the freedom of speech.
Correct.
And I basically just got laughed at. I got laughed at. Yeah. And on top of that, if you have a protest with just five people picket protesting, and a sixth person joins you, then they will come shut you down and cite you and or arrest you.
Amazing. Well, Tony, thanks for the heads up. I guess I'm glad I don't live in Danville, Virginia, but, keep up the good work. And thanks for the...
I'm trying.
Tom. Thanks for the info, Tony. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, from one side of the
coast to the other.
What's up?
Oh, not much. You know, I think the Democrats really need to come out and say the Republican Party's failed America and just hammer them. I mean, the only chance we got is what Alex Lawson said. Start hammering these Republican representatives and tell them they're failing our country.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Put pressure on them, because then they'll fear their constituents more than Trump. That's the only way we're going to win, Tom.
I agree. This is a new era. You know, the media is not the media that we had 25 years ago. And we need politicians who know how to use social media, who know how to build memes, who know how to get publicity, who know how to get the word out. I mean, AOC is probably the best example of that. Or on the right, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and people like her. They know how to get that publicity, and we've got to be doing the same thing. Well said. Thank you very much, Mark. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. Hey, Adele, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for being our shining light and my personal anchor every morning I wake up, and I think I can't wait to listen to Tom, and that is the truth.
Well, thank you.
Tom, last week you told me to go over to indivisible.org. It was the greatest bit of advice. It is so organized, open up doors for me. I'm attending local events. We've got a lot of local elections that I wasn't exactly familiar with, so thank you. And then I went on a Progressive Democrats of America, I think, call. They have it every Sunday on Zoom at 4 p.m. Eastern. And Alan Minsky, the chair, I believe it was him that said, hey, you guys, we have to thank our federal judges who are stepping up. Mm-hmm. And that really got my attention. So this is what I'm doing. I'm making a list of all federal judges, attorney generals, senators, congressmen, who have had the courage to speak up, and other, you know, elected leaders who have had the courage to speak up and take action. I've already written to some of them. And then I'm going to make a list of all attorneys general, all senators and congressmen, and just keep blasting them with emails. Mm-hmm. That's the way I get through. It's just a better use of my time than trying to get through up to their offices, Republican, Democrat, that's it. It makes me feel like I'm doing something and that I'm in the solution. So I just want to thank you.
That is great. And you are doing something, and you are part of the solution, Adele. Good on you. Thanks so much for the report back. That's inspiring. I appreciate the call, Adele. Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
I'd like to bring up one thing about the gentleman calling from Danville. And I'm very familiar with Danville. Danville, in every election in the last 20 years, the city itself, not the county around it, has gone heavily Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever setting these laws up or these ordinances, I can tell you, and the gentleman, I'm going to challenge him to ask him if the administration of the city is not Democrat.
Well, it may well be. I mean, you know, corruption is, I mean, you know, look at Menendez and Blagojevich. Corruption is not just in the Republican Party. Come on.
No, but quickly, I can tell you why this ordinance came about, because I was working there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
When they decided to change what was the last White House Confederacy, that's where Jeff Davis wound up, and there was another a Confederate something with it. that when the city decided to change that designation, that's when there was petitioning going on about that. And so, like I said, neither side is free of sin, in my estimation.
I agree.
But I do. Oh, you've got the neatest screener I've ever talked to. I mean.
Oh, good.
He's great. Huh?
Yeah, Mateo's a good guy.
The thing I want to ask you, though, is this. Does the Democratic Party take any responsibility, and you know I'm not a Trumpster, for what's going on now, including Trump being elected, and then what's going on? Because on descriptions I'm hearing, Democrats back then were feckless and stuff like that. And as far as transparency goes, my Lord, there was no transparency about Joe Biden.
Yeah, he was not out there anywhere near enough. Yes, the Democratic Party, I think, frankly, is largely responsible for Trump having gotten elected. And most Democrats will tell you that. Biden had great policies, in my opinion. I realize as a conservative, Bill, you probably disagree with his policies. But he got a lot of good stuff done, in my opinion. But he never talked about it. He didn't get out, If it had been Donald Trump doing those things every single day, he'd be saying, hey, I just lowered your insulin cost to $35. Hey, we just put, charging stations all across the country. Hey, we're making it easier for you to raise your kids. We're dealing with your student debt. All this stuff that Biden did, nobody knew about because he never talked about it because he stutters so badly and he's terrible at being the front man. And then on top of that, when he first ran in 2020, he said, I'm only going to run for one term. I'm going to be a transitional guy. And then he changed his mind in the middle of his term and decided he was going to run for re-election, which was a huge mistake and breaking a campaign promise. He should have let there be a primary so that we could have gotten a really good, charismatic, I'm guessing it probably would have been Gavin Newsom, but who knows, a good charismatic figure who could have taken on Trump and beat Trump. But, instead, Kamala Harris had 103 days or something like that to basically turn an entire ship of state. And that was after 4 years of her being invisible. So,
her being a particularly bloody pulpit or bully pulpit for what the party had done. The only thing that came up was she kept saying, well, I stand on what it is. That's really what came out in interviews.
No, yeah. Her campaign was relying way too heavily on Democratic consultants who make their living as on a commission when they place advertising on television, and they don't make anything close to that commission when they do social media or when they do free what's called earned media, showing up on shows and podcasts and things. The Republicans just out campaigned them massively, and then of course Musk dropping $270 million didn't hurt. But the Democrats have they're paying a big price for this right now, Bill, and I believe most in the party realize it. Bill, thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. I got to move along, though. I'm out of time here. It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart really a person? Nah, come on. The Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. Stay tuned.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup. It's a peptide formula. It's super bioavailable. It mixes easily. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in morning coffee. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call with questions about usage, recipes, ingredients. Talk to a real person. And best of all, they have some really great bundle deals on 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the normal price. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today and get those discounts. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
In Rome, they cross the Rubicon.
Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to go one more time. I started 2 years before the 24 election, and we're going to try it again. Regarding the SAVE Act, which has been introduced in the 119th Congress as H.R. 22, which would require proof of citizenship before being eligible to register to vote. Just want to remind everybody, if you don't have it already, get your certified copy of your birth certificate. Make sure if you're someone whose name has changed that you have certified, not photocopies, of every change of name. If you were naturalized, make sure that you have a certified copy of that naturalization form. I know where this is going. This is based on what Greg Palast said. I'm going to keep trying to get people to get the fierce urgency of now to do that, because it may require getting some money together to be able to order things, may require ordering something from a state far away from you, and, you know, with staffing at government levels being reduced, it may take some time. So please start now, people. If you don't have it, please start now.
Well, let me add one thing to that, Marie. Under the SAVE Act, if this thing passes, and there's a chance it will, if it passes, you cannot use a certificate of marriage as proof that your name has changed. Now, about 80% of all women who get married change their last name to their husband's name. Only about a third of those women actually go through any kind of legal process to change their names. They just, you know, just start using the new name. And, I mean, it's what Louise and I did 52 years ago. And so what's going to happen is an estimated 34 to 37% of all American women will no longer be able to vote if this piece of legislation passes, because the marriage certificate is not a legal document that can be used to prove a name change. And so if your birth certificate has one name and your driver's license or your passport has a different name, they will not accept that to let you register to vote.
And so that brings me to my next point, that if women need to be able to go to court, and it is a process where you file a petition with the court, indicate your name, what do you want to change it to, get a court order, but it takes time. So, that's again, right. Fierce
get
urgency
started.
Of now.
Get started. Marie, thank you for the call. Always great to hear from you. I really appreciate it. Hey, it's the end of the hour, end of the program today. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks so much for being with us today. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.